At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues. Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases. Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Migs, I am very excited about your daughter's latest obsession, which is nutcrackers.
Nutcrackers in July.
So we're curious, what about you, Rockaholics? What are you currently obsessed with? Or maybe something that your kid is hooked on that is completely random. We want to hear the story. Call 206-803-ROCK. Marty from Renton, what about you? What are you obsessed with currently?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Excellent. I am currently obsessed with becoming a chef.
Now,
yeah.
Are you watching like a bunch of like Instagram influencers and like YouTube videos? Like, how so?
Oh, good God. Yes. To the nth degree. So, I'm going to try to sum this up as quick as I can because I get it. I have spent a career in healthcare and administration, executive administration. I got incredibly sick last year. I started going to ER and stuff, ended up with organ failure, almost died. I was 104 pounds and I had a feeding tube and couldn't stand on my own strength. And I had something called an encephalopathy. Because of my organ failure, the toxins built up in your brain, my liver wasn't clearing them,
my kidneys were shut down.
And you lose your mind. Like, the biggest thing is you lose all of your executive function. So I had no idea who I was, I knew who I was, but what day it was, what season. So picture this. It is fall. And I'm on a feeding tube, and all they want me to do is eat. And all food, hospital food particularly, makes me vomit. My husband comes every morning, every day to see me and brings me, like, a good coffee and some...
Okay, I got it. Okay, hold on one second. Let's just get it. I want to hear the rest of the story, though, so let's not hang up on her. But please don't drop the S-bomb again.
Thank you.
I get it. I get it. You're very passionate about what you're telling us, but this is...
My gosh.
This is insane.
I'm watching the Food Network because it's like the only channel on the TV in the hospital that will function. And it's Halloween and they're doing all kinds of stuff, right? So in my dementia, because it really becomes dementia and you really lose touch with reality, I am convinced that I am on a circus train and the doctor treating me for my conditions is an evil ringmaster and it's not a hospital, we're at a carnival. And my husband's like, no, 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 that's not what's happening, Marty. So the only thing I was obsessed with was Food Network. And as I'm hallucinating all this stuff, I just become fixated to the point that I'm starting to create recipes and stockpile my phone. It's an explosion of a cookbook. Insane. So I decided through relearning to walk, physical therapy, reclaiming my life, coming back from the brink of death, I've never thought in my life I would be that close to death and come this far. And everyone's like, what did you do to fix it? Because I'm no longer on an organ transplant list. My levels are normal. And I'm on my way to PT now, as a matter of fact. But I got obsessed with chefing. So I'm creating a merch line called Feral Chef. I've always loved to cook. I'm Italian. I've always been an aspiring writer. And I am hashtagging the bejesus out of everything I'm doing. So fierce, fiery, and fabulous. That's Feral Chef. That's my hashtag.
Well, I'm glad that things have turned around for you. And, you know, hallucinating and good food are two of my favorite things. So I'm all in for this.
So as you can imagine, you should see my pantry now. It's egregiously not to be believed. It's crazy. Well,
Marty, for real though, I'm so glad that you're doing better, and I look forward to hearing more about what you do with your food.
Yeah, you'll know. And my child is equally obsessed. So I have an adult daughter that lives with me, who ironically is a pizza chef at The Rock, Woodfire Pizza in Renton. Shout out. And so she's my sous chef. So we're getting shirts that say, like, yes, chef, needs more salt, or just more salt, and, like, oh, don't cry in the walk-in, that kind of thing. So
that's awesome.
Right
Marty.
On, Marty. Oh my gosh. I like that she said that she's Italian and she's a good chef because you're Italian and you're a terrible chef.
Wow. You haven't eaten my tamales.
I don't want your
tamales
African.
Italian.
I don't want your matter. African chicken.
The way that was a bad call. I started off real bad, but I've improved over time and I make the best Italian tamales you'll ever have.
All right, prove it.
I don't know. Now I got to figure it out. Is Marty available to help me figure this out?
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues. Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases. Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.